I'd like to thank Aaron K for sponsoring this week's Torah content. June is less than a month away, which means that I'll soon be transitioning into summer writing mode, with more Substack articles and fewer recorded shiurim. The bulk of these articles will remain free. However, if you would like to support my Torah and access additional spicy written content, consider becoming a paid subscriber by going to rabbishnewes.substack.com.
Okay, so we are in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim 7:13, which is a lot shorter than I thought. I thought this was like a beginning a series of halachos. It's just one little guy. Ani shehu krovo kodem l'chol adam, a poor person who is your relative comes before everyone. V'aniyei beso kodmin l'aniyei iro, and the poor people of your house, your household, right, come before the aniyim of your city. V'aniyei iro kodmin l'aniyei ir acheres. And the aniyim of your city come before the aniyim of another city. Shneimar la'achicha la'aniyecha ul'evyoncha be'artzecha. Right? It says it straight in the pasuk. La'achicha, for your brother, that's your relative. La'aniyecha, for your poor, I guess that's your household. Ul'evyoncha be'artzecha. And the destitute in your land, I guess that's before other lands. Yeah. So anyone get what I was alluding to when I said this is not popular among the woke crowd?
Not really.
Oh, because you're helping yourself first?
Partially, yeah.
It's nepotism, which in modern values is looked down upon.
Okay, I mean, people don't like nepotism. That's true. But I think
you're not going to like the bottom.
Yeah, place. It's because you're not doing it based on needs of like who in the society has the greatest needs, you know? And that's something that I wanted to like think about because I'm not an economist, but What would you say again? And I'm not only am I not an economist, I'm also not a Torah economist, so I also don't know what the Torah's economic philosophy is. But what would you say? Like, just what would you say the sense is, or there's not even one answer. What would you say the reasoning might be for why you do this order?
I mean, this is the order that you most commonly encounter.
Okay, that's definitely one thing, right? Okay, yeah, right. So in terms of like proximity in practical terms, like the people who you are in the best position to help are the people who are like you're related to, and then in your household, and then in your city, then other cities. And in terms of your care, you definitely, this is not going against the tide. This is going with the tide of human emotion in terms of like, you naturally want to help these people. Right. And then after you take care of that, and it goes out and out. Yeah, Yosef.
The people you're closest to, generally, what's you most responsible for it? And so you care for those you're responsible for, and that
right.
Obviously the reason why Mikra HaDin, you would not always treat the non-Jewish poor the same as Jewish poor.
Right, that's also true as well, right? I think that, I do think this does explain why that's a further category, right, is Ircha, and then Iracheres, and then Amacha, and then Amacheres, you know? Oh. Yeah.
Also means that whatever the impact of aside from caring, aside from the possibility of the whatever that's supposed to bring about in the person's dreams, I imagine would have a greater impact.
Okay, yeah. So that was right. That was why I deployed the motto of I'm not an economist. Now I can say anything I want about economics, right? Is that I think that there is an intuitive sense. Look, everyone realizes that there's this idea of you need infrastructure in order for people to thrive. Yeah.
Sorry.
You interrupted my economic discourse. Yeah.
I didn't mean that economically. I meant like, you know, wise.
Oh, okay. So let me say my economic thing. And then you're going to, yeah. No, I think you're right also. But I was going to say that, let's give a hypothetical scenario based on the Aruch HaShulchan's statement about our actual scenarios, okay, is that we are largely in Klal Yisrael and Galus is not like, they're rich Jews and stuff, but you know, typically there's also a lot of poor people, a lot of needs, etc. Okay, so let's say you have a city, okay, that is like barely struggling to get by, okay, and it helps just imagine like a third world country and a city in that, okay, so let's say we said that all the people in that city should send their money off to a poorer country, right? So first of all, there's the factors that like we just mentioned, which is if you have people like in your household or your neighbors who have needs and like you're bypassing them in order to help people in a completely different location. So that's obviously going to be very, very hard to do. And there's people going to have resistance to that. But I'm saying that there's a separate idea also of like, once you rehabilitate you build up the infrastructure here and get everyone on their feet, then that can also lead to greater people taking care of their needs and then generate more money. So you have this whole thing of like radiating outwards, you know, which the reason why I'm hesitant to say this is I know that like that, you know, in one of the great economic debates that seems to have taken a different turn is with trickle down economics, right? Which is not the way that people envisioned that it was supposed to work. But if you, I think a lot of that is due to the way that people like hoard money and stuff. And, you know, I don't think that's like, you know, in a simple society like this, I think that it actually, there is merit to say that this actually works. Like you take care of the people who don't have food. Let's say you're someone who doesn't have food and doesn't have a place to sleep, right? So if you get them food and sleep and a job, so now they can start generating income and then that could go outwards. And I think that's not a crazy idea. Okay. Yeah, Joseph and then Oren. Yeah.
Some of it's not the pressure given, but also losing pressure is it is the way you're describing, you're more or less just saying you agree with the perspective that the goal is to make is to sort of reach and alleviate everybody. You just think that this counterintuitive way happens to be better.
Yeah, yeah. I think Hashem told Hashem l'kol rachma v'kol masav. Everyone, you know, the ideal is that everyone gets all their needs.
Didn't he say that at the beginning of the prayer?
Right. Like, yeah.
What was the ideal?
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
If our wide pressure for the whole more structured around, you know, it's filling up each individual person is the same thing as you for the rich person used to be rich. You drive in front of him.
Right. So that's also true is that we're not, you're saying we're not talking about objective needs.
Yeah.
Right. We're not talking about biological needs. We're talking about all needs, which includes psychological needs. Yeah, that's also true. Yeah. But I don't see how that, what that has to do with what I just said.
Is there ways that both two things which are not operating off the this Western balance sheet framework? Of
yes, that's also true. Right. Correct. Yeah. We should keep a checklist of things in Hilfstaga that go against Western values. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if this is a counterpoint, but just like, I don't know, something feels off to me about this. Like Kiryas Joel, for example, which is, you know, here, an hour and a half or so.
Yeah.
Has some of the highest poverty rates in the country.
Right.
And Far Rockaway is pretty well off.
Right.
Well, so why should, like, I don't know, wouldn't it make sense to support them and rather than like people who are just maybe a little bit doing not so great here, but like they're still in Far Rockaway, which is still a very rich place. At least this part,
right? I mean, the there are always going to be other you know, places that are poor, right? But I'm not hearing an argument. Why shouldn't we take care of our poor first?
Yeah, I just don't understand. Why shouldn't we do it based on need? They need more than we do.
Well, no. So I think that's like kind of what we've been getting into.
Yeah.
Is that it's not objective in that sense. Meaning it is like it is subjective. Like Siddhartha is a subjective.
That's
what I'm asking
for, I guess.
Why is it
that? Well, okay. Well, I think there's a more primary, not more important, but like prior point.
Oh, yeah.
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 Well, I wanted to say also, so it seems like this makes sense because if you were to go the other way around, then you would have to say that unless you go to the poorest part of the world and you like give them all of the needs that you're used to,
yeah,
then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah in like its highest
level. Yeah, we have to remember also just in terms of the context of like how the world worked back then, you can't just like set wire money, you know, to places and stuff like that, you know, like there's a very like basic practical thing here. Like, yeah, you can send money, but that's like a treacherous like type thing. So it also makes sense that you go from inwards to outwards. And I think that's the point. I forgot if I said this when we first started learning the halachos, that the reason why we're learning this, did I tell you about the friend of mine who wanted to get the braces, this whole thing? No. Okay. So the whole thing that made me, the whole underlying motive, no. The whole reason why I wanted to pick tzedakah is I have this friend who's Jewish, but she's not religious. And we had her over for Sukkot, and she's a very, 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 yeah, I did say this. Yeah. Or I'll say it again. Very, very kind person and gives away tons of money for tzedakah. And so she was contemplating getting like Invisalign for her teeth or whatever, which she like never spends money on herself. And like, this is like one thing she wanted to do. And then like, but there's this friend of hers who like has some connection to some Jewish community in like Africa somewhere, you know? And like they had a bunch, and this guy like has an orphanage and like he takes care of orphans. So that's like a pretty good cause, you know? And, but also he's kind of sketchy and she doesn't know stuff. And then Johnny, who knows a lot about Africa, said like, you know, like start talking about like how these things work in Africa and how like, you can't just like send money there and assume that it's going to get to where you want it to go, even if it's real. But anyway, so she was in this conflict. And one of the points we made to her is we're in a world where we're hyper-connected and the needs of everyone on the planet, all, what did we just reach 8 billion people, right? Oh, yeah. Just like last week. Yeah. Like you're aware of all these needs everywhere. So there's always going to be like needs that you, that can be supplied. And you could say, well, yeah, we should send all the money to all those people, you know? First of all, there's not enough resources that you have to go around. I mean, I think in the world there are, but like it, I think this gets back to our original point. It goes against human nature. I mean, okay, without going into the whole thing, I'm not an economist, but communism doesn't work, you know? And one of the reasons why, I mean, one of the reasons why like these things failed is you had a bunch of these people who were working and then seeing all of their money go off to the state. And then it just, you can't sustain itself, because then why am I going to work for something that I can't even see and, you know, and support? Like, so knows what I'm saying though, is this is the Derech of the Torah. The Derech of the Torah is anti-communism. The Derech of the Torah is to work with human emotions, not against it, and to just push it to the next level. So it goes against our emotions to give money anyway. So we start off by being mechayev you to give money to people who you're related to. Then we push you to give money to people who are in your house or you're not related to. Then to your, you know, and you push outwards. Whereas if you just try to like jump the gun and like, you know, like it's easy to get a kid to share with his friend. I mean, it's hard enough. But if you say, oh, you're eating a candy bar, take it and send it over this overseas. The kid's just not going to learn the meetup sharing. I think that's what you were getting at. Mm-hmm. That in terms of mitos development, we saw that in the very mitos of tzedakah itself, it's not all about tzedek for like supplying people's needs. It's also about cultivation of nedivus. And for cultivation of nedivus, it's gonna be much better cultivation if you start it in an area that's like in line with your emotions. Yeah, go ahead. Right. That's also that's really good. And that doubles with your point with the, I'm sure people know that that's going on. And that also is inspiring to them to give tzedakah in a way that would be different than if they were just like donating to some other, like, you know, some other thing. Yeah.
And it's just almost a logistical point, though.
Yeah.
For like, this is to cultivate with the ability, or whatever you said before.
Yeah. Plug in the idea.
Of being able to give money, whatever. Yeah. Are you still then saying that the highest idea, like the ideal would be to give to those people, but it just logistically,
we can't. I'm saying that the ideal would be where all people in the world have all their needs taken care of.
Right.
But logistically, we start with, for logistical infrastructure reasons and logistical mitos development reasons, we start inwards and we work our way outwards.
But in terms of like moral ideal.
Moral ideal, everyone should have all the needs taken care of. Yeah. Yeah. And that is, you know, again, we express that in Ashrei,
right,
you know, with Pusei Chazidacha and Tov Hashem L'Kol Barachim L'Kol Ma'asav. And we say that in time of Mashiach, then that's what it's going to be, but it's a long road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I thought we're going to be similar to what I was saying earlier. How does this interact with giving to Jews versus non-Jews?
It is a good question about why the Rambam doesn't include that halacha here, because he put it early. Where did he put it? Right. He said, so that was in terms of the demographic or the population that we give money to. He said, where did he put it? There's something around here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's in the same halacha as the anim who are circling around. That's interesting, right? So you're saying, where does non-Jew fit in here?
Well, I guess
right. I guess it would be an era, right? Yeah, right. I mean, unless you have a non-Jewish relative, right? Then it would be relative, yeah.
Right.
Or it wouldn't be a relative. It would be your wife. I guess you're not really related to them. Yeah.
Would it be B'nai Beisa?
It would be B'nai Beisa.
It wouldn't be. That wouldn't be different.
Okay. I guess if they're living in your house, I guess it would be not living. I don't think basically it was just literally your household. Yeah. Yeah. So like let's say like whatever you have a non-Jewish son, right? Let's say like you sleep with a goya. So he is your son, but like he's not a Jew. So he's a Karov, you know. Okay. And if it's I mean, it's a lot more of the categories, probably. Yeah, I think that's the answer. That's a good question, though. Yeah. Do you have another question?
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I think what we should do is he has this reference to the more Nevuchim for why the Karov comes first, but I think we'll have to wait till next time. I don't think we should start that right now. And no wrong accus tomorrow from me. But yeah. Okay. All righty. Have a good day.
Because you're going to see.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.